Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name's Caroline Dixon and I'm with my co-host and colleague, Joni Isinker of Joni's White Healing. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I am fine. So, yes. So, anyway, welcome to another month of the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. Like I said, I'm Caroline, founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Isinker, of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni. So, would you like to tell everyone about yourself? And I'll just explain a little bit about the show before we do that. So, we've been doing this for 6 or 7 years. For those of you who have already called us and listened, you know we take calls one by one. We offer healing and readings. However, our healing is predominant in a lot of the readings because we feel it's the ability to give you the best path forward. Myself and Joni have been really good friends for a good few years now, and we decided to set up this show a few years ago. So we do hope you enjoy the love and the fun that comes from this show. So Joni, would you like to tell everyone who you are, what you do, and where you're from?
Sure. Well, my name's Joni Eisinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and now I live in North Central New Jersey. I used to be a certified social worker for 10 years, and I work with addicts and alcoholics as well as the mentally ill. And I was conventionally trained. I worked very closely with psychiatrists. I did not believe in any of what Caroline and I do whatsoever. I thought it was flaky and sociopathic and all not. Around 2003, 4, 5, I became gifted with abilities. Around a dark night of the soul, that point where I was faced with life or death, my existence, and after reading new material, spiritual books that were of the light, nothing occult and dark, gifts came in. I became able to channel departed ones and pets, and I was able to do remote healing and hands-on healing and jumping into other lifetimes and seeing into bodies and chatting with animals and plants and crystals, and it went on. And that was called, I would call, and I've heard this, being fast-tracked. And I no longer did the work of a social worker. I professionally started doing my psychic work, healing work, mediumship, and spiritual guidance work. So I met Caroline on LinkedIn, and it was a fast friend, soul recognition type of a thing. And maybe... I'll let you tell that more of the story of how it came to be, where we decided to do a show together. And now I do this professionally. So if folks are interested, they can go to my website for more information, joniswhitelighthealing.com. Caroline, please fill people in on who you are, where they could find you, what you're all about.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Caroline Dixon, or Caroline Crystal Heart. I'm the founder of Crystal Heart Psychics. I'm a psychic medium, so I work with my guides. I'm also clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. And I'm also a Reiki master and healer as well. However, I'll just tell the little story. So I was setting up Crystal Heart Psychics because I have a passion for I'm not in agreement with negative psychic readings. The reason for that is disempowering, it's demotivating. However, we do get guidance. So sometimes our guides will want us to tell the truth. However, there's always a way to put it. And what I witnessed from working in the industry for some time prior to that, always over the telephone, that I was actually picking up a lot of readings from people where they'd called a psychic who then had told them something really negative, and that has an impact, unfortunately. Things, you know, and okay, nowadays there's a lot more rules, and I must say this, psychic readings are for entertainment purposes, that is the law, and that is a legal requirement for us to say that. However, the passion that I had is more from the damage that kind of reading had caused. So I spent a lot of time saying, well, no, that's not correct, actually. And, you know, have you looked at it from this point of view? Because we get messages and we do our best to translate them. However, we do get them in symbolization form. So that is why I set up Crystal Heart Psychics. I'm also a qualified life coach. I'm a qualified hypnotherapist. And as I said, I'm a qualified Reiki master and healer as well. Excuse me for coughing. And that is how it was born. So a lot of the psychics that work for me actually have similar qualifications, many experience, and I also interview them individually to make sure they're doing a good quality job. So that is how Crystal Heart Psychic was born, and that was born 9 years ago now. So myself and Joni, we actually connected through LinkedIn. There's not very often that I say, yeah, sure, we'll have a meeting online, which we did. Joni is in New York and I'm in the UK, hence why across the pond. And we connected, didn't we? And it was like soul sisters. We've been firm friends ever since and carried on with that. So, yes. And then we set up the show and the rest is history, isn't it, Joni, really? But if you need to get in touch with me, you can find me on my Facebook page, crystalheartpsychics.com. or Crystal Heart Psychics. I also have a LinkedIn profile, Caroline Crystal Heart. You can see Caroline Crystal Heart on Instagram, at CH Psychics on Twitter, and also from the website. If I do private readings on request, a lot of my readers are online 24/7. So obviously you can contact me through any of those channels. I also have a Facebook page, Caroline Crystal Heart. So you can find me on many forms, many platforms, as I'm sure they can you too, can't they, Joni?
Yes. Now also, I just want to add that our show here started on September 3rd, 2015. Mm. We're in our...
7th year.
I think we're adding that up by September 3. It'll make 7 years. So we're at 6.5. Does that sound right? No.
That
I can't
right.
do the math. 5, 6, 7. Yeah, it'll be 7 years come September 3.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this thing for 7 years. So, and also,
yeah.
you know, we couldn't do it without you guys, the callers, so thank you very much for calling in, obviously. And your feedback, we have had many readings and positive feedback over the years. And also, you know, for the future, if you're a first-time listener, please follow the show. We do it once a month. It's normally for an hour and a half, up to 2 hours sometimes. But again, we're here to demonstrate what we can do and help you. But also, if you need further, more private and personal readings or healings, then you contact myself or Joni individually. And we also have a UK-US Psychic Tag Team Facebook page. So if you really don't know where to find us, you can message us on there. And you can actually, and we don't get offended, if you say, I want a reading with Joni, that's perfect. If you want a reading with me, Joni won't be offended either, because we know that we work together. So
that's right.
Okay. There you go. So how the show works, or how the format is I read the last three digits of your number, ask who you are, where you're from. Obviously, we do try and limit it to one question because we're limited on time. We try to do some teachings in between, as in the sense of a spiritual development. You know, we try and help whoever's out there that also wants to learn. So we do that when we're doing what we're doing. So I think we need to take some calls, don't we, Joni?
Let's do it. Let's start.
Right. So the last three digits I'm coming to you now is 776.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. You're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
This is Yvonne from California.
Okay. And how can we
Hi.
Help?
Hi, do you guys see me receiving my SSI Social Security benefits from? If so, which month?
Caroline, you go.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing I'm getting, Yvonne, and I'm just going to go into the situation with this. Has this been something you're waiting for a while? It's like you have to explain to me, because I'm from the UK, what does SSI mean? Because what I see is a disagreement and an argument. So there's a lot of frustration surrounding you. Is that correct?
Yes, regarding that. Yeah, it's just payments from Social Security where they pay you
Yeah, it's all right. We have them in the UK. It's just we don't necessarily call them that. So that's all. This has been a long battle, hasn't it? Is it because I feel that you have a disability of some kind and you've had to fight your corner with this?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, because there's 2 months coming into my head. I'm getting I am getting February, so I do feel you'll get news this month, but I'm also getting they're giving me like several months, so I do feel it's push, push, push. But I feel that you have someone on your side. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I do.
I thought so. Yeah, that's what I kind of got. And it's like it's been a disagreement and ongoing disagreement. Did they take your benefits off you at some point?
What did you say?
Did they take this off you at some point?
Meaning, in terms of the British to English translation of on, meaning did they stop your SSI benefits, or did you never receive them to begin with?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just doing the UK to US translation. Keep going.
She's been listening to me for 7 years. She knows. Yeah, so they take
them
off.
No, it's fine. You be you, Caroline. I'll translate, and now, Yvonne, you understand
right.
What her question
no
was.
No problem.
Okay.
Right. So basically, I'm sort of feeling I'm getting a March, and then I'm getting a June. So it's like you've got 3 months of bits and pieces that need doing before it really comes to fruition. But my guides, and you have a lady in spirit that's following, that's with you, and I'm being told, you know, just stick with it. It'll be fine. It'll come through. I just feel for you it's caused a lot of anxiety, hasn't it, and a lot of
stress. It really has, yeah.
Because I also feel with you, is that right in me saying you can't physically work?
No, I can't.
Yeah, so it's kind of like this is your only lifeline, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because the other thing that I am picking up is something around compensation, but I'm also being told by my guides there's some level of healing that we need to do with you, so I don't know whether you want to give me some more information about this situation, but I feel that yes, you're not well, but I also feel, and this is what my guides are saying, is that healing can help. But I also feel, you know, I'm getting this massive black cloud around you as well. So I do believe we kind of need to clear the energy around that at the moment, and I'll let Joni sort of take over with that a little bit because we'll both do it together. However, I do feel that I'm being told June is the mainstay month. Now, how does that sit with you?
That's fine, yes.
Yeah. So, have you got enough to survive on right now?
For right now, I do, yes.
Yeah, so you're okay with that. Okay, so that's fine. Because
mm-hmm.
It's sort of like I'm feeling March, May, June, those are the 3 months they're giving me. But I feel that to bring it forward, we need to clear the energy a little bit. We need to offer some forgiveness, okay? So I'm going to bring Joni into this now, and then we can say it together. So I just want you to, I'm going to ask this a question. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Okay. So have you got a glass of water by the side of you?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want you to close your eyes, and I want to say to yourself, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I forgive those around that have hurt me in the past or in the future, across all time and space, across all lifetimes. I clear all karma. I offer forgiveness, and I ask to remove the energy and to transmute the energy so I can move forward. Godspeed.
Oh, that was kind of long.
That feel different by any chance? Yeah. What they wanted me to do was remove the energy of this extended period so we can clear that. So hopefully that will help manifest the result quicker. And this is what I was saying at the beginning of the show, is that healing sometimes could help the result. Okay. So now I'm actually going to pass it on to Joni because she's going to give you her take on it and obviously tag team and tell you her perspective.
Well, I'm getting it being dragged out a little bit longer. So this is like one of those Siskel and Ebert, which over here in the U.S. back in the 70s, there was a movie critic TV show where they'd have thumbs up, thumbs down. So you could have a thumb up and down, two thumbs up or two thumbs down. They would rate, these two guys would rate movies. So it's totally fine regarding if Caroline and I are seeing things differently, because ultimately there's a timeline that will play itself out. I think I'm going down another timeline. I'm seeing the end of the year. And I feel that this is, they're just trying to push and stop this being awarded, that they don't want you to have it. And I see shenanigans. I'm going to go in more regarding this waiting. Is there any part of you where you've had difficulty? Maybe you've accepted it now. I don't know. At any point, did you have difficulty accepting that you couldn't work anymore? Where it was a shock? or sadness? Hello? Hello? Caroline, are you there?
I'm still here. Is she actually gone?
I think she hung up when she heard what
yeah.
I said.
Yeah. I think,
okay, so let's just see whether she comes back, because then I have something to say about that. Okay, so Caroline, if you would permit me to share what I have said before
Absolutely.
In previous radio shows when this happens. Caroline and I do this for entertainment purposes. Yvonne, are you still there? No. Please see your medical or mental health care professional. We do not aim to cure. You can go to Caroline's website or more website for the disclaimer about this type of psychic reading and healing activity. We are healers. We can go and jump into timelines, and we can also identify blocks to your healing. If you have difficulty with receiving information in a psychic reading, it is probably best for you not to call us. We do this out of service. We are doing this for free. It is not very warm or likable to be hung up on when we are taking our time out of our day for free to offer you divine guidance. We only bring in the highest of Christ-like consciousness. We are not bringing in lower energies. Therefore, the information that we are bringing through is not doom and gloom, nor is it to terrorize you or get you bent out of shape. And with that all being said, I wish this soul peace of mind and heart. Now, what I was going to get to had to do with her pain and acceptance regarding her not working. In her, what appears to have hung up, her, that she hung up, it appears that this is the issue, that there is something related to the amount of energy regarding receiving SSI. I cannot help this soul, and I am done. Let's move on. Or is there anything that you would like to say, Caroline, regarding this type of an occurrence on this show?
To me, it's about courtesy. We're here for free, as Joni's put, and we do it because we love doing it and we are being of service. And, you know, from a reader's point of view, if someone does hang up, which does happen because I've had it happen to me, it's very disconcerting. And yes, okay, with Yvonne, you may have wanted to hear what I said, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Joni's inaccurate either. So it's also about timelines and spirit. We're very, very confused about how long it's a legal battle. How long's a piece of string? So these things can rumble on or they can be sooner. However, when I get months, it often means, yes, this is when you hear news. However, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the end result. Okay. So on that.
Right.
Basis,
and with my identifying end of the year and trying to pinpoint regarding the emotions around it, if the emotions are high and there is pain involved regarding the coming to the conclusion that you need SSI, that could be the block. And that Caroline and I could have done a healing around it, which would have moved the timeline and assisted with making this more seamless.
Absolutely. And I think on that note, Joni, because that's quite a negative way to start the show, I think we should move on to 809. And hopefully
Absolutely.
We still have
Onward
a wonderful
hope.
Reading from 809. Right. Okay. We're coming to you now. Hi, 809. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And I have to add that I, too, went through a disability process, and it took me 4 long, grueling years. And there was a very difficult process to this. So I'm sorry for what the former caller is feeling and maybe projecting onto you. And I'm sorry that you had that response.
Well, thank you very much, Marianne. That is so considerate. As I said, you know, and like I said to Joni just, you know, we will get pinpoints from spirit, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the end result. So I think what Joni had to say was
very and I also will thank you, and that I'll speak for Caroline too. We don't take it personally. It's not about us, and that we are of service, and that maybe if I were younger, maybe in my teens or 20s, maybe I would have, but I wish everyone well, and that we're all, it takes a village, we're all in this together. And again, I would just say that
not only that,
Caroline and I do this because we love it, and we wish everyone well. And if there's something that comes up that is disconcerting, it is everyone's right to ask more about it, because we're not, we always say we're not doom and gloom psychics. And if there's something that's a trigger, that's usually a point for discussion and healing.
Absolutely.
So what is your question for us?
Well, I've been dealing with a very involved, complex health issue. And I've been going to a lot of specialists and having a lot of tests and things. And it's it has been continuing for a long time. I've had, I'm in metaphysical studies. I've had Reiki healing and all of that. So I'm familiar with the process emotionally as well. I just wondered if you see any resolution or possibly some new information or new doctors or something that will shed more light on this condition.
Now, can you share what this condition is?
Well, it is involved.
Is it emotional or physical?
No, no, it's not emotional at all. There is a physical problem in the urinary area, the female area, and there's a variety of input on it, and there's been testing and so forth, and it seems to be getting worse instead of better. So I just wonder if the information I'm getting is clear, or if there's still a kind of a nebulous component to it that is not getting really to the heart of it, or if you see either a new doctor or a new process that I could get a little more clarity here, what's going on, or a resolution.
Caroline, shall I take this?
Well, to be honest, it's your turn, Joni. So
that's
just
what I thought. I know.
I just wanted to add a question. Yeah.
How long have you had this condition?
It started about possibly 8 years ago, and it's been on and off. And rather than getting better as the years go by, it seems to be getting worse. And
are you an intuitive?
Yes, to some extent I am. Probably more intuitive for other people than myself, but I work with the pendulum quite a bit as well, and I've gotten some information pretty good through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do.
Okay, so I will say again, I said it before, this is for entertainment purposes. Please see your healthcare professional. Okay, now.
Yes.
Have you had hard stool where you've had to push?
There was one incident which at one time created a small fissure. And
yes, that's what I see.
Okay.
I see something elastic. I feel that there was some type of a bulgy, stretchy, and that there's a muscle that got overstretched, more elastic, and may possibly with a teeny bit of a torque and a sensitivity. And I feel that when I go in, I see pressure,
Did you ever have urinary leaking? Teeny bit of leak?
No, I didn't. I didn't have that problem. It's more repetitive infections that become more resistant and more prevalent. And they're not being resolved.
I feel it began around the time of impacted stool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that the pushing, the pressure created some type of a disturbance. I feel that there could have been a pushing into the urethra near the bladder that created some type of I'm not a doctor, I'm a psychic and healer, type of an erosion or something caustic, inflamed, kind of burning. And I feel that, pardon?
Yeah, I'm feeling what you're feeling. I'm getting a picture of that myself.
You can see it. Okay. And so have you been on Uricid for the pain, to like a numb when you pee?
Well, they offered me different prescriptions for pain, almost like treating cystitis.
Yes. Did they say it was interstitial cystitis, or they're calling it like an anomaly?
Several years ago, I had a cystoscopy, and they didn't really see anything in that, but it was kind of a general information, it could be type of issue, but nothing confirmed.
Right. What I'm getting is that it's a caustic, almost like a burn from a pushing down on the layers in the urethral area by the bladder up there, but not in the bladder, close to, and it's it's fibrous. So tell me if this sounds like this is from your clairsentience, claircognizance, clairvoyance, whatever clair. I feel that chlorophyll would possibly help you.
No.
Now, I see green, and I see chlorophyll. Now, I had problems of the Tukey for a long time in my life, and one of my energy folks said to do a chlorophyll douche. Now, again, I'm going to say it over and over and cover my you-know-what, and Caroline, I've said it how many times. This is for entertainment purposes. We do not aim to cure or heal. We are psychics. We are healers. We're mediums.
Uh-huh.
So you're healthcare professional. You're medical professional, period. Look up chlorophyll douche. You'd have to get a douche bag. And when he told me to get that, I was hysterical for hours, and I made him laugh hysterically just to say, get a douche bag. I can't even tell you. Liquid chlorophyll, you can get that. But you look into it yourself. I see green. You can use the color green. Green, green, green. Plant phytonutrients. So before I pass you on, I'm just going to do the last bit here. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards. Cross all generations. Any karma regarding this? Forgive yourself. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything. Ask for everyone, everything's forgiveness, and thank God for these life lessons. Within a year, it feels this will settle down. You could also put your hand right down over there. Have the love come in through your crown, out your minor chakra of your palm. Put it right over your pelvis and sit and talk and send the love and have a conversation with the area. Caroline, please add all you want, and I'm sending healing.
Thank you. Could I ask
you're welcome.
If there is any kind of a further test where they could identify this?
They're giving me, they just say it, go figure, a Doppler sonogram. I don't know if you've had a Doppler. They're just giving it to me. I think I had one of those years and decades ago.
Regular one, like the regular sonogram, just just a regular one.
I don't even remember. Doppler was so, I can't even believe they gave it to me. I don't even know if they do them anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might say that the sonograms they do know that they do now have Doppler in it. So you'd have to look it up. You'd have to, like, talk to your urologist or whoever, renal, whoever you're dealing with, probably urologist or gyno, and ask whether, just say, oh, I looked something up. Is a Doppler sonogram something you've done? I don't see much more. I just feel that it's a tired area. And I feel it's metaphorical with you're trying to find control in your life. And when you feel you have more of a handle on something, this will calm down more.
I see. Appreciate that. And real quickly,
we're going to go to Caroline so she can have her time. Caroline, go for it.
Thank you.
Right. Sorry, Marianne. It's all right. We will dub in. We let each other have turns, but we also
we tag team.
Yeah, we do tag team. Yeah. That's exactly what we do. I just looked up Doppler sonogram because I didn't know what it meant. And that is a test. Yeah. It's a urology test, and it's for blood flow. So I actually do feel that Joan is on the right path there, if I'm honest with you. And that's kind of so, you know, it's tricky because I think what's happening is, and this is what I'm getting in my head, you're going to doctors and you're going, I'm tired, I don't know what's wrong with me. Test after test after test after test, it's coming up normal. Is that right?
Well, not exactly. It is showing, periodically showing strep infections, various forms and various strains of strep infection related to the urine. And then it disappears and then it reoccurs sometimes with different strains, becoming more and more resistant to the different antibiotics.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to protect myself now, and I'm going to do the whole what Joni said. We're both not doctors, you know. It's for entertainment purposes only. However, I'll be honest with you at this present moment in time, and you're going to not like what I say, Marianne. So I want to throw the rule book away. Yeah. The words I'm getting from my guides is you're doing the metaphysical stuff for a reason, okay?
Yes.
And this is part of your path of self-healing. So we're going to doctors and they're going, hey, we'll just do some more tests and have some antibiotics. And, you know, and I feel, and the words I'm getting from my guides is it's all about gut health. Now, if someone says to me gut health, I think of the paleo diet. I think of, you know, diet where we go back to nature more so. Okay. And for
more
some
natural.
Reason, yes. And I also pick up. Now, I don't know whether you're diagnosed with this, but they're also giving me diabetes.
What is the other one?
That's what they're saying to me. It's almost like it's similar to diabetes or gout.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
No. I've never been diagnosed with diabetes. I have a partner who has diabetes, but not myself.
Okay. I may be picking
IBS,
up on that.
So. I have IBS.
So this is where the whole gut health comes in. Now, I don't know whether you have... I shouldn't be advertising on, but Netflix. And there is a lot of information about gut health and the paleo diet and people who've cured themselves from diabetes and everything else. And this is where they're asking me to tell you, you need to change. So I don't know what you eat right now, but I need to get you to go back to more natural produce. So what
I
mean by that is, yeah. So this is like how we help ourselves. Because basically, and I, like I say, I'm an advocate of medical profession. I don't diss doctors whatsoever. You know, in fact, I'm quite happy to go to the doctor myself. But I also think where the medical profession misses sometimes is what the body needs. Your body right now is going, I need this. And you're going, no. So you're feeling tired and sluggish because of what you're eating. And what's happening is you're then saying to the doctor, hey, this is not right. I'm not feeling great. You know, you've got urinary tract infections. You've got this. You've got that. And then what's happening is they're doing tests going, yeah, but it's perfectly fine. And sometimes it's flushing out and other times it's not. So I'm being told to say to you, it's kind of like eating your greens, you know, and eating more for the health of your gut. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. And it's about creating our diet. I don't know whether you're vegetarian or you're a meat eater or whatever, but if you go back to the base,
both, really.
Yeah. But if you go back to the health.
I have an additional problem with eating because for 4 months now, I had my upper teeth removed and they can't get my denture right. This is my first one. And I keep going back and they keep working on it. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the last round because I was just there the other day and they said this time it should be right. So I'm struggling. I can't eat the greens because I can't chew them well. And that is one thing I really put in my diet every day. And I can't eat certain things. So do you see that getting resolved? Do you feel the teeth problem? I know it will certainly help if I can eat better.
Right. Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is a threat. And this is what I'm going to say, is that there's a lot of things that aren't being resolved medically, because the way I'm getting it right now is you're actually banging your head up against a brick wall because you're like, fix my problem, and no one's fixing your problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, from it, so Spirit's answer to the whole eat your greens, we can have soup and softer stuff. It doesn't need to be boiled and hard, yeah? So that's one thing that I do want to point out to you. But the other side of that, as far as the dentist is concerned, it seems okay, but it just feels that something's... Does it feel strange in your mouth in the sense that you can't chew on one side?
I keep resisting... accepting it. I keep telling them, look, it's crooked, it's too big, it's not right. And they keep saying, well, we're going to make it better and it's going to be right. And I think they're getting closer, but it should be wrapping up. I mean, after all this time, I should be walking out and feeling somewhat satisfied that I can wear them. Mm. I know they took adjustment, but I'm wondering, do you feel this coming to a
I feel there's two things going on here. My guides are saying you've got to be more open. So I think because you've lost trust with the dentist right now, there's a little bit where you'll go in and you just one slight tweak and you're a little bit. It is going to be a little bit uncomfortable at first to accept that to a degree.
Right.
It doesn't mean
do.
Having total discomfort. It just means having slight, you know, just actually going through the getting used to it phase. It's a bit like if you put a ring on your finger, it takes for ages to get used to it. So there is a little bit of that within you. And what I am picking up, and this is what's coming through really strong now, and this is the bit that really needs to be worked on, and I'm sure Joni will concur with me, is there's a lot of fear. Because of, it seems like, and this is what I'm getting, and this is the thread. So there's a previous diagnosis where it wasn't resolved. So you went back and back and back, and it still wasn't resolved. And it's been like picking a scab off, you know, a scab off a knee, if it makes sense. So they haven't put the plaster back on right yet. So you have lost trust in the people and the professionals that are there to help you. So what I'm being told to say to you is we need to do a bit of healing about you accepting and having faith in the professionals that are around you right now and trusting the fact that you've got the right team. But then also from a point of view, this is about healing your body. And it's almost like the way I'm getting it and the words that's coming into my head, it's resent. Okay, so it's a bit like, how do I put it? There's a resentfulness because they haven't fixed that problem. So then the next person comes along to help you and there's a resent towards them before they've even started.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to undo that threat, okay? And we need to undo that lack of trust towards those medical professionals that potentially will help you. This all relates back to your disability because that took years to diagnose as well. Does that make sense?
Repeat that again. It relates to the disability.
Because it took a long time for that to get resolved.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, everything related to my health has always, you know, been a long
time.
Yeah,
so that's why we need to, and this is to do with past, and it's not to do with this life. This is to do with past lives, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of things that have gone on. So it feels like, and you're not going to like me again for saying this, but it feels like you were a medicine. What they're saying to me is you're a medical professor in a previous life. So it's a little bit like you know in your soul that that's not right. However,
yeah.
You were really picky and quite pedantic when you were in that previous life. And you're now bringing it through to the current professionals. But in this
uh-huh.
life, you haven't got that education or the qualification. But you're
right.
still being that medical professor from, it's 1890,
yeah,
they're telling me.
Could be the truthful, okay. yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go in. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to sit comfortably. Make sure you've got some water by the side of you. Okay, I just want you to close your eyes. Okay,
bit,
so we're going to do two things here.
Water.
Yep.
A bit of water.
Have you got water? Yeah.
I usually drink so much that I'm running out constantly because...
Okay, well, if you've got water by the side of you...
Drinking a lot of water. I think that people don't drink enough water to flush toxins out.
Okay, and also a little bit of lemon helps. But anyway, so I'm going to say to yourself inside, I forgive myself, because that's the first port of call. So I need you to say inside, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And then I'm going to ask you to come together across all, I'm going to ask your spirit to come together across all timelines, okay? So I'm bringing you together as one, because this is the bit that's been missing. It's like you've left little bits over here, there, and everywhere. Okay? Forgive yourself. Forgive anyone around you that's harmed you in the past, across all lifetimes, past, present, and future. Ask your spirit and your energy to come into one as an emotional being right now. And how's that feeling? And you should feel a little bit of tension in your chest. That's fine. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And just breathe it out naturally. And just allowing the light to come in. So how does that feel? Released a little bit better?
A little bit.
A little bit more at peace. Okay. Right, so this is the message I'm getting. You have to start fighting with yourself. This is the biggest issue with you. What I've done is ask your spirit to come together. So your higher self was in two separate timelines. So we've had to bring you through that, release all the karma, release all the energy relating to that. Because what keeps happening is, like, on an energetic level, you're kind of self-sabotaging the diagnoses. So it's like, no, I know better. On an energetic level, it feels like that. So this is why it's about you being at peace with yourself and being accepting of the people that are trying to help. I'm also trying to ask to change the energy so you get the better professionals in that can help you more. And now they're giving me lavender. So they're just saying to me, yeah, we're a little bit more at peace with that. Homework for you is focus on your energy. Focus on your energy every day. You have a lady around you that's assisting in spirit right now. Also, make sure from a dietary point of view, you know, you need to have a look at that. Okay? Track your program.
The person that's around me now?
It's a lady that's actually, she comes very much in white. It's like a grandmother, mother kind of spirit. It's almost like an angelic energy. So she's kind of coming, I think she's grandma from your mother's side is what I'm picking up. But she's very much with you right now, okay?
Yeah.
She's assisting and she's helping. And she was close to you. And she's actually saying, I had a lot of ailments too. I'm helping you heal. But she's asking you to assist yourself as well in this process. So that's why I think you've been pointed to the metaphysical path. But I hope that helps.
Well, that's very good. Thank you both very much. And it does give me a lot of food for thought. And I will be doing a lot of research myself and checking out all you told me. And thank you very much. I'm sorry the show started out a little bit off, but
We don't take it personally. And as I said, and I am going to share this, when I first started breathing. I used to get upset about it, but it happens. And a lot of the time it's because someone doesn't really want to hear what you've got to say because they don't like the answer. And that's when it happens. So we don't take it personally. We are professionals. We've got big shoulders. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
And we role model that for other people. By our not getting all in a snit, we hope that other people kind of take a look at that and go, I could do that too. Because it feels better.
And I have had good and bad. I have heard some psychics that are absolutely outrageous. There was a couple that were in the spiritual group that I was with, and they were extremely negative and from a lower vibration, and I felt that immediately.
Yeah.
I would not accept when they came along to give readings at the church or wherever. I would not accept any readings from them.
I tell people if someone gives you a doom and gloom, erase, delete, don't pay, and leave.
Right. Well, we didn't pay for a lot of it. Was open, you know, and open to others. But if that person continued to come over and give really upsetting information in front of everybody, and I would say, well, cease that. Negative, discount that, and I will not accept it. Please don't come to me again. And that was that, you know. But it was, fortunately, it was not too often, but occasionally that would happen. So you have to be discerning as well, whether it's your reaction, or if that person really is coming from a very low energy and spirit. And I don't feel that with you, ladies. I do not feel that.
No, we both got fat. We were both fast-tracked for a reason. And, you know, that's why we connected. That's why we are where we are today. And that's why we're still friends to this day. Because
I have a lifetime friend that is from England in the Yorkshire area. And she's always been hesitant about believing in all of this, but there were a few things I told her about her deceased son that I heard from another source that made her really question her belief. And but not everybody, you know, is for it. But
I was ready.
Keep an open mind is what we used to say. Keep an open
Absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Marianne.
Take what you want and leave the rest. Thank you very much, lady.
You
have a blessed
care now.
Night.
Welcome. And you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, we're going on to the next call. I'm just going to say something on that one there, and I'm sure Marianne won't mind me saying this. When spirit comes out with diet and they push you into metaphysical studies, they are wanting you to listen to your body. And that was the whole healing that we did right there. I don't know whether you want to add any more to that, Joni.
I think you've covered it. No, I think it's good. No, concise.
Okay.
You said it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, we'll move on to the next caller, 436. Coming to you now. Hi, 436. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi. You're speaking with Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama. Thank you, ladies, for taking my call.
That's no problem at all. How can we help?
To hear from.
Yes, my question is, do Spirit has any specific messages for me that I need to know about within the next couple of months? Anything significant?
Right, it's my turn, isn't it, Joni? Sorry. Right, okay. They're playing games with me right now. I want to smile when I'm talking to Patricia because, for one, they're like, well, you should know the messages anyway because you are very intuitive and you do hear yourself. So they've just told you off, basically. but the other side of that is I feel you on the move. They want you to move house.
Huh. They want me
put
to
it
move.
This way. No, they don't want you to move house. That's on the cards, or it's something you've been thinking about for some time. But it feels like you're being guided. Does that make sense? Have you had, like, really itchy feet lately and thinking, do I need to move?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Have you had, like, this sort of feeling that you want to move lately?
When you say move, do you mean move out of my home or just...
Well, it's either out of your home or out. Yeah, a new location. Something different, as they keep saying to me.
Maybe not out of the location, but maybe job. I can't even say the career that I've done. I love the medical career that that I've been doing for 15 plus years. I just want to know if it's something different. I've actually started feeling my hands like heat. I'm working with my uncle now, and he had an amputation, and you know, and so what I do is I pretty much before I rewrap that wound up, I tend to use anointed oil on that leg, and I feel this heat coming from my hands. And it's like, oh my God, is this what I think it is? And so,
have you actually explored it at all?
I'm sorry.
So, okay. So this on the move business, right? Obviously what spirits are trying to say to me is you're moving spiritually, because that's the first, when your hands start to get hot, that is like the first realization of you have abilities. Have you actually ever spoken to anyone about this apart from us?
Well, about 15 years ago, I was told by an evangelist that I had healing hands, and I didn't really understand it at that time when she told me about 15 years ago, but now I'm starting to understand what she meant.
Yeah, and that's how it happens. The reason why me and Joni are going...
the way you said that. And yep, we can identify with that.
Yeah, I'll just tell you a little story, Patricia, right? So I went to have a psychic reading about once every 2 years. I didn't really quite believe in it. I just went, yeah, that's interesting. And then a few things happened. Like, for starters, my grandmother was passing, and I went into the hospital, and I swear that I saw my grandfather sitting by her, holding her hand. He had departed. Mm. So that was the first. So I pushed it out of my head and went, oh, don't be so silly, because that's how I thought back then. I then went to see this medium that I'd been seeing regularly for quite some time, like once every couple of years. And she said, well, your grandmother's about to pass, and yes, she did see your granddad. So that was full-on confirmation to me. Yes, that's what you saw. Then on top of that, she said, for years and years and years, you've got healing in you. And I used to just look at her and go, really? Don't be so silly. That's not me. So then my horse got sick, right? And he had to have the front of his hoof cut out, and he had 9 months of box rest. So I used to go into his stable, and you will laugh because obviously I'm now sitting on a radio show saying, hey, I'm psychic. But I used to hide it from other people that this was happening, because I'd go in and he'd be all upset because obviously he was quite, you know, he really quite poorly. And I used to put my hands on him and they used to get hot and he'd go to sleep. And I didn't know what it was. I did not know what it was. So I then used to experiment on my cats. My oldest cat loved it. He lasted until he was 20. And then my ex-husband decided to come home one day and announce that he was leaving. And something said to me, look in the suitcase. And obviously that look in the suitcase was for me to find something that I didn't really want to see or know. However, from that point on, and it was divinely orchestrated, because where I'd moved my horse to, there was a crystal shop. I didn't know this. And the person who actually did Reiki at the crystal shop kept saying to me, do you want some healing? And I'm thinking, no, I don't want any healing. I just load rubbish, you know. So eventually I caved, because I'd been in that relationship for 18 years. There was a lot of emotional pain attached to that. And again, I was then fast-tracked. So I went to this person, had some healing, was absolutely astounded at the difference it made to me. And then my logical brain, because I'm a qualified accountant, went, I can't cope with this. So that's why I went off and did my courses. So then I did a spiritual practitioner. And like Joni, I was fast-tracked. I was with people that had been doing this stuff for 20 years. And I hadn't got a clue. However, so yes, I absolutely know 110-50% where you're coming from is you're like, oh, this heat's coming from my hands. And all I'm going to say to you, Patricia, is obviously they've given it to you for a reason. You're obviously there to heal your uncle. You're in each other's timeline for that. You've probably got a soul contract from before you even came here about that. So I will run with it and listen to what your intuition tells you inside. So when you're actually wrapping his leg and doing it with ointment, if your intuition says, go and get some lavender, follow it. Yeah,
okay.
Because that's going to help. But what I am being told to say to you is you do need to try and introduce yourself to people around you that are in similar interests. Does that make sense? So you can, because I do think that the whole transition, and a lot of psychics call it the dark night of the soul. The reason is all of your thinking that you've been brought up with, you've thought 30, 40 years, goes out the window, because all of a sudden you've realized that there's a lot of stuff behind everything that you now have to come to terms with. The fact you can be guided and you'll know things that you never knew before. And just make sure when you work with spirit, because if you say to your guides, and this happened to me, yeah, I'm ready, hit me, then they go, oh good. And then I was bouncing off the ceilings. My energy went up God knows how much. And then you become ungrounded, which is why when you actually see a lot of spiritual people, they don't seem very grounded in the sense that they're not connected, more connected to their higher selves than the other way. So with this, I want you to try and seek out some guidance, some advice. But you are, you know, and this is what I'm getting, Patricia, you're actually a very naturally gifted healer. And if I was sitting teaching you, I would be telling you that, you know, as a Reiki master, and yes, I do teach people Reiki, and I go through the symbols and the hand symbols and everything else. The bit that you need to learn is to control. And what I mean by that is be able to switch it on and switch it off when you need, okay? Because otherwise you become a beacon of light, and the next minute you've got about 50 people around you with all their life issues.
Right, yes.
Okay, so it's learning to, when you're with your uncle, you switch on, you connect, you heal. When you come away from that, you learn to shut yourself down on an energetic level so you can't be read by others. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Someone said to me when I first, oh, you need to control your energy. And I was like, what are you talking about? I don't need to control my energy. And actually, I did. So I actually agree with that now. I didn't agree with it when someone said it to me, because no one actually, because I didn't even know what it meant at that point. I just used to stand there talking to people and my hands would get hot, and it was quite embarrassing at times. So yes, you do have a beautiful energy, and I think you're being guided. Your mother's in spirit, isn't she, if you don't mind me asking?
Not my mother's, but my mother's mother, my grandmother.
Yeah. She was like a mother, though, wasn't she, to you, because she's very strong with you right now. So she's helping you a lot anyway, okay? And she's saying, she's making sure you don't go off the straight and narrow. Is it her brothers that you're healing as well?
It is my dad's brother who is in spirit, his brother.
No, the one that you're healing now.
Yes, the one that I'm healing now. It's not my grandmother's brother, but it's my dad who is in spirit. It's his brother.
Yes. Okay, so you're getting lots of help from family. But yeah, I mean, I'm kind of going on the softer side. So the whole, you need to move. Right, Spirit have sent the message to me, you need to be by the sea. So I don't know whether you need to take a holiday by the sea or just be by the sea to get some refreshment and re-energize. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, I need to. I need to go to see. I need to, yes, I need to, yes. All I can say is yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah. So when I say you're on the move, that's what they're on about. You need to be by the sea. And it's just for your own self-reflection and healing. But I also am being told to sort of send you to either a spiritual discussion group in your area or a retreat where you can get to know like-minded people. Just this is just to help you with the transition of all this. You know,
okay.
Because as I say, you know, I'm so glad you called in. I really am, because, you know, we both, myself and Joni, have been through this. We know what it feels like. And on that note, I'm going to pass you to Joni. And obviously, I'm sure Joni will have to add a few things, too.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Just exciting. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very exciting. Let's see if there's anything more that Spirit has to share.
Yeah.
All right. You said the next month? What?
Next couple of months.
Yep. Next couple of months. Let's see. Do you have a garden or do you plant?
I don't garden, but I do. I do go. I love outdoors. What I do is I keep my yard cut. I mean, I love going out there mowing the lawn. So,
yeah,
I don't have green thumbs.
I feel that you're going to be walking, and maybe that's the mowing the lawn. I see you walking, but because I saw your hands in
the track. I'm sorry.
What?
I go to the track and I go to the track and I walk or run. So
and you walk. So
yes.
Is it that you haven't been doing it as much, and you will return to it?
Yes,
or
because
you
my car pumped out, my car went out, and so I've been missing walking where I can look at the sky and look at the trees and smell just the air. Oh, my God, I miss it so much.
Right.
Yes.
You're going to be walking. That's what you need to do. And also if the mowing gives you peace and if you weed, I see your hands in the dirt, and that really, it feels very comfortable to me, very calming.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you make soup?
I don't make soup.
Do you ever follow recipes where you would ever make soup?
No.
I feel that there is some special, unless it was a family recipe, and it was either a crock pot, a soup, a chili, a bean dish, a meatball, something or other, but I feel that there's something, it feels soupy to me, and I see a ladle, and I feel that if you got your hands on this recipe, you'd be very happy. It could even be lentil soup or pea soup, or some broth with noodles. I just feel that you're concocting something will also give you some type of sense of satisfaction. I don't know what your relationship is with the kitchen, but you could create fantastic things that give you great nourishment, and then you would feel very proud.
Yes.
You grow herbs, do you have an herb garden, or would you grow a teeny herb bush like basil or something like that?
I actually purchase herbs, so I like the turmeric and with the black pepper. I tend to drink the tea. The soup is in the family, so yes, and it is. And it
you have soup in the family.
Yes.
So when you get a hold of a recipe, there's one in particular, I feel that it will, I don't know, this could be generational. Caroline had connected, it's your grandmother?
Yes.
Is it her recipe?
Yes.
There you go. Done.
I just want to
and we're set.
Sorry. I do want to add, there is a beautiful white light around you, Patricia. I don't know whether you felt it, but just to let you know, she's there tonight, so, or today.
Oh,
anyway.
Just so there's her soup. Make it make it happen. I just got chills. I just between what Caroline, the whole thing, just you are having a great experience here. Go with wonderment. You're on the track. Enjoy. That's all. Just it's because I think Caroline shared a lot of juicy stuff. There's not much more that I have to add. Now they're playing. Have the soup and don't go nuts. Ha 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 ha. Like from
one
soup to nuts.
Question.
Have the soup but don't go nuts. Like, very cute.
One
have
quick
a wonderful
know,
time.
One quick question. I have a cat. And when I had custody of my grandchildren for 18 months, and thank God my daughter got herself together and she got the kids back in October, but the cat came along. She's maybe about 4 months old, kitten. I just want to know, is she happy? We seem to drive each other crazy, and I just want to make sure she's happy with me.
Was she separated from a group, from a family?
She was.
Yeah, I feel like she'd like a companion. I think that this is more loneliness. I think she's content, but if there were another plaything, I think she'd be romping around. I think she misses company, and if you wanted to add another, I feel that would change everything. Caroline, okay. Do you get that?
I do. I also, yeah, she came, right, okay, she came to you. She chose you. Just remember that. Okay, so right. She's grateful. She's grateful for the, you know, for the home, and she's grateful because, yeah, she'd like a little sister.
There you
okay.
go.
All right.
There
okay.
you go. We
thank
should
you,
move
ladies.
On.
I love you.
We hope that this assisted you.
Yes, yes, I love you, ladies. I'm so glad to hear from you. Happy New Year.
I'm so glad you called
yeah.
back.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yes, yes, lovely to speak.
Many blessings
right.
to
let
you,
us
ladies.
Know.
Yes,
I will.
Thank
follow
you.
The show. Okay, take care. Right,
bye.
We have 18 minutes left. Wow.
We That's can do
quick.
It.
We
Bring
can,
it on.
I know. 619. So we've got quite a few actually waiting. So apologies if we don't get around to you. We'll try our best. So
it's
we're
a
just
long
gonna be quick fire. Yeah.
Joe.
Okay.
Few people
right.
long readings.
Yep. 619, we're here with you now. So who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Oh, hello. Thank you so much
hello.
For taking my call. Yeah, I've been really
sure.
enjoying the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So who are we speaking to?
Karen in New York. And
yeah.
God, I could Hi. Ask a lot of health questions, but right now what's on my mind is I've been thinking of doing a small, I guess it's considered small investment,
mm-hmm.
Taking away from money that I have really supposed to use for a lot of dental work that I'm facing but not ready to do in this climate in New York. Anyway, but I am on that program that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The woman that rudely hung
the
up
SSI.
On me.
The SSI.
Yes, yes. I didn't want to say it, but yes.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Well, yes. Yeah, so the question is, is this a good idea for me to go ahead with this? Or
and have the dental work.
Will I be in trouble? Will I be in trouble with the program? Will they...
Oh, that I don't know if SSI, does SSI allow it?
I don't know. They don't want you to have.
Oh, that Caroline and I wouldn't be able to advise. That's something
okay,
you'd have to call up the program to find out what the scope is of SSI and the dental and coverage.
Oh, I know. No, the question was, what does Spirit
What do you mean?
Say? Does spirit
about,
think that I will be okay, that this will work? Is
oh,
it a good
okay,
idea?
Meaning whether, well, it's basically saying, will SSI say it's okay? There are parameters. I think it has to do with need. That's what I get. I get it has to do with medical necessity, and there are all these strict regulations regarding what is covered and what's not.
Okay.
So
no,
I get...
have you gone to a dentist regarding what they assess is necessary?
Yes. Well, not
and
recently,
so it's written down,
no,
or they at least
can I
know?
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
The dentist thing is an aside. It's not the core issue right now. I am already on the program.
Yes.
Has been a while. But the question is,
all I can say is Spirit is saying that you need to contact the program and see whether the medical necessity for what the dentist has assessed would be covered.
Okay.
That's all I'm getting.
That wasn't okay.
Okay, so I'm misunderstanding. Caroline, do you understand?
Right. I think what Karen's saying is, from a spiritual point of view, is SSI going to pay for the treatment, or is she going to get into trouble because?
Yeah, they're not telling me. No. I wish I. They're just blocking me on that. And just so you understand,
well,
Karen
kind of
and any other listeners.
Can
there
I
are times where I have.
Okay. That's just not
well,
my
no,
question.
Just to share is that I've been blocked before, as Caroline has also, where they say, oh, we won't get that. They want you to speak with your doc.
Sorry, Caroline.
Okay,
or
but
speak
it's
with
not
a lawyer.
Question.
Yeah.
This
I
is
think
not a medical
so
question.
So I'm going to pass you on to Caroline.
Yeah.
Okay,
Karen.
Can I just say something? It's not about the dentistry being approved. It is not about that.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, does Spirit think it's a good idea for me to go ahead with this investment?
And have dental work?
The dental work is something else. I'd just be taking money away from what's planned for the dental work.
Okay, so you want to sort of take some...
You go, Caroline.
To be honest, Karen, I think if it's a support payment and then you're taking a little bit away from that, for an investment, it would be frowned upon, but you would have to go back to the rules of the SSI.
Well, I wouldn't tell them about it. The question
yeah,
is,
but it's still,
you know,
no, from it, yeah,
will
you're
it
asking,
work out?
Right.
That's why Spirit didn't have me answer,
yeah,
because if it's something that isn't within the scope, then Spirit never wants, it's always frowned upon, because it incurs karma.
I actually
always.
I think what you're asking us, Karen, is not necessary. Because if you're getting support payments, why would you then have the money to invest? And I think that's the question that Spirit are probably answering. That's why they're not really coming forward. You know,
right.
I want
and
to
that also
you,
would incur karma if
yeah.
you're getting over on the system. They're not judging. We're just talking. So then
yeah.
that's why Spirit kind of choked me and said, all above board, tell them and be transparent, because if you're not transparent, you're incurring karma.
Yeah.
Okay. So how
yeah,
does
I think,
Spirit see me getting off the system so I could be self-sufficient totally?
Right. I don't see you, I'll be honest with you, Karen, I'm not seeing you getting off the system, okay? So I feel that you will always need some form of help, right? And it's fully justified. You see, the thing is that they're saying to me about, I do feel that you sort of saying, well, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I don't really want to do that. And it's not about that. It's actually about your medical health. So what Spirit is saying to me is, yeah, the dental work is fine. You know, go ahead with it. But don't pull money that you're getting to support, because obviously that's support, because it's support. It's benefits. So you... To then put an investment, that is not right, okay? So I think that's why they wouldn't answer us, and that's why Spirit have neither answered me or Joni on that. However, from a health point of view, I do feel the dental work is right.
Yes, that you need it.
Yeah, and that will be resolved quite quick. Once you're ready to go ahead with that, that's waiting for you. But I also feel
and
from
if there's
my point
any way that the program can cover it, if it's medically necessary, not aesthetic, but medical, go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they will. They will.
Yeah.
The basics, yeah.
Yeah.
I know
so
that
I do
already.
Feel,
But I'm looking to improve my life, and I keep trying to find a way to move off, and like I said,
no, I understand that, but it's about we both understand that we're not judging you. You know, if you need support, it's there for you. However, it's also about playing within the rules, and I think that's what me and Joni are trying to say from that side. However, from the other side, from a medical point of view, I'm seeing Spirit as saying that's fine, green light, go ahead with the dental work because that's what you need to do. But I also feel that there is other things that you need to get resolved first before you will be totally proficient.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Right, okay, so you're saying to me, well, I wanted to do a bit of an investment because that'll help me in the future. And then you didn't want to be on SSI permanently, and I think that's kind of where you're coming from.
Yes.
Because you're quite a proud lady and you don't really want to be doing this, okay? However, what I'm also getting, the message I'm getting from Spirit, and I'm sorry for saying this up front because it's quite harsh in the sense that what they're saying to me is it's fine, but I also feel there's some medical stuff that needs resolving first. Okay, so they're saying to me that you might be on this for some time. I don't know what else is coming up. They're not giving me that. Whether it's to do with the dental treatment or some medical treatment that's needed, you will need that too.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not bad. Don't get me wrong, it's not bad, but you will need supporting, right? And this is why they're not encouraging me for you to get off the support, okay? The other thing is, but I also get a feeling about you feeling better about yourself, because at the moment there's a bit of low energy there, and I think it's just because you've been generally sort of pulled from pillar to post is the words I get, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel that it's about restoring your energy. Yeah. So what I'm actually doing as I'm talking to you is I'm actually sending you white light and healing, okay? So I'm helping to restore your energy. So this will help you go forward.
And I'm holding that space as well.
Yeah. So we're all kind of blasting you right now. And then I also feel that this will help you because once you've got your energy is a little bit lifted, you gain a better clarity and perspective on where you want to be and what you want to be doing. But don't hold off from the dental work, okay?
That means I should do it soon.
Yes.
Is there periodontal erosion?
I'm sorry?
Is there some periodontal erosion? Are your gums receding and there are pockets?
Yeah. Probably,
Yeah.
So the direction at the moment for you and the focus is get your dental work done. Take the support. Receive with grace. And the words I'm also getting from Spirit, and I keep getting this, is trust. In the sense of, you have to trust the process and trust the flow. Okay? Always have trust that something can be there to support you. You have a lot of people in Spirit around you, and you've got a lot of good things coming to you. But with this dental work, it can't be delayed. Okay?
We send you healing.
Do you think that I should go back to the people that I had the consultation with a few years ago?
Pick someone different if you can. However, they're fine. Yeah, they're fine, but if you're not comfortable, don't go there. That's your intuition saying they're wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, Karen. Well, it was lovely to talk. I wish we could have helped you further, but unfortunately, Spirit sometimes block us from saying things. So, but I wish you all the best with your dental work and really do go and see that.
Support you.
Yeah, do go and get that sorted as quick as quickly as possible. Okay. You take care now. All right then, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay. We're going to go on to the last caller. We've got 5 minutes, so it'll have to be quick. It's 252, and it's Catherine. And I think, Catherine, we did speak to you last month, but we're happy to take you now. Sorry, because we're just going down the list. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
How can we
help? This is Kate. Hi, this is Katie.
Katie, I'm sorry, I got that wrong then.
That's okay. That's okay. I really actually just want to know a little, if you guys know a little technique. I want to forgive myself for something. I feel like I kind of like self-sabotage myself. And I don't know if I have a resistance to receiving because of money or something like that, like a money shame or money, or I don't know how to
set
money.
That one, Kate. We all do that one, Katie. So we're quite happy to do some forgiveness work because I think we both need it, both me and Joni.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to, because there's a thing I'm doing, and I don't know if I have a resistance to receiving it because I could be rich from it, or am I just sabotaging myself, or I'm sabotaging myself or something. So I just don't know, but I want to just kind of forgive myself in either way.
Right. This is two things. This is about, I'm sorry, was it my turn or your turn, Joni? I can't remember, but we'll.
Oh,
we've
it's
got
yours.
5 minutes.
We'll do it like so, 2 minutes each.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. So basically what's happening is the self-sabotage. This is about work, self-worth and self-love. So where you have to get to receive is self-love. So, like, for instance, you receive someone, say someone gives you £100 or $100, yeah, and you're like, wow, really, that's amazing. I don't, and instantaneously your subconscious mind goes, I don't deserve that. So then you go into self-sabotage mode and give it away or spend it. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to do the forgiveness. Okay, so are you sitting comfortably and do you have some water by the side of you? And at this rate,
yes.
I'm going to pass you on to the master of forgiveness work, which is Joni.
Let's see what happens.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you ready? Are you ready for this one?
Yes. Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
You know, spirit's got a cheeky sense of humor. You were a shoplifter. Give me this.
Oh, wow.
Grabbing that. Give me this. Grabbing that. Okay, so you're going to sip water between now and when you go to sleep, okay? Because that'll help flush negative energies. We're going to do the forgiveness work. Let's see what you were working on. It was about taking. You hadn't received in a long time in different lifetimes, so you started taking to compensate for the emptiness. Let's see why you weren't receiving in many lifetimes. You lost hope. Let's see why you lost hope. You didn't understand about the world, the human experience, and you were very sad when you came to Earth, and it was ungodly for you. So you lost hope. Then you, as a result of losing hope, you ended up not receiving, and then you went and boomeranged in the other way for taking. Very normal experience here in Earth School. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards. Any karma started with the shock and the terror about this experience here that led you to lose hope. Emptiness, not receiving, and then the taking, which then created some type of a disturbance with inheritances, money, taking out money with withdrawals, depositing, investing, receiving. Forgive yourself. Oh, you're so happy. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. It's going to go on. So today's Thursday. By Monday. By
Thank
Monday
you.
In the afternoon around 2 p.m., it's going to take a few days of release. If your head starts feeling poopy, if it starts to hurt, have warm liquids, stay snuggly and comfortable, sip water. You're releasing a lot. Now, again, we'll say it. How many times do we say this, Caroline? Entertainment purposes.
Yes,
your healthcare
yes,
professional,
yes.
Mental health care professional. That's why I said the thing about
Thank
the head.
Thank you.
So
yeah.
It's a release. So if your head feels a little bit of pressure, it's release. And then going forward. So what you do is you could take a dollar bill or some other denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it out of a drawer, wallet, look at it, turn it over, touch it, feel it. You could put it up to your chest and you say, I get it. I understand. I release anything that doesn't serve me. And it's a paper. It's metaphorical. It's an archetype. It's a symbol. And for today, in this world, we need money. At some point, it will be barter. That's what I believe. For today, it's an energy exchange. You could have a bill laying around as a reminder. It's not like the Grinch. It's not an enemy. Then when you're done with it, when you no longer feel that it is doing anything, like you don't have to communicate with it or it's not giving you any symbolic hits, any messages, then you put it away. I feel that the money elicited a lot of issues, and by having it out, you face what you have not wanted to address. The forgiveness work is done. And I believe that you're going to start something and you're going to be very proud and it's going to make a lot of money and you're going to own it and then you're going to cry with happiness.
I believe you.
And thank then you're you going to call so us much. And you're going to tell us. You're going to
I
tell
will.
Us. Right,
I
Caroline?
Will.
She's going to tell
I
us.
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's fine.
You're
well.
Well,
enjoy. And you'll have to tell
thank
us.
You.
But
I
yeah,
will.
You have to, you have to let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is big. And I'll just say, for you to share that you want to forgive yourself is role modeling for every person listening, validates for Caroline and for me, and for anyone who listens to this as a podcast that is so huge, many, many people cannot utter that to themselves, let alone publicly, even though it's anonymous with a radio show. So God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thanks for always taking my call. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much.
No. It was lovely to talk to you. You take care now. Okay.
Well,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caroline, how can they find you?
Right, www.crystalheartpsychics.com. You can also find me on my Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. I'm also have a Facebook profile, Caroline Crystal Heart. And you can message, if last resort, UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond, because we also have a Facebook page for that, and we have an Instagram for UK-US Psychic Tag Team as well. So that is how you can find me. Joni, how can everyone find you?
They can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. I'm on Facebook. I have a Joni's White Light Healing fan page. Please like that. You could find me as Joni Isinger. Please, if you're going to friend me, message me. I do not take friendship requests from strangers. I'm on LinkedIn and SoundCloud. I am on YouTube, and that's where you could find me.
Yeah, and you also sing songs, too.
I sing songs, so that song at the beginning, and I think the song at the end, I wrote the first one and recorded it, and I think the second one, the closing, is a cover. And
absolutely.
So SoundCloud, I have songs up. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, reminding. And thank you,
also,
Caroline, for being you. I love doing this with you.
That's fine. Well, also, just to let everyone know, I know we're offline now, but obviously for those who are listening on the podcast, the next show will be on the 17th of March. So just to let you know that you're there. If you've not heard us before, please make sure you like and share the show. And also you follow us so it can tell you when, if you register with Blog Talk and you follow the show, you'll get emails to when the next show is due live. Okay. Right, well, thanks very much. We've enjoyed the show. I am going to play us out with a song sung by Joni saying, "I can't make you love me." And from that, we will see you next month. Take care now.
Bye.
to give up their fight.